For more info on transferring your KiwiSaver to Milford or an investment statement, you can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345. David Lewis is with us. Hi, David. Thank you for your time.
Evening, Larry.
David, let's talk about the Fed Reserve. And for several years, they have been engaged in a huge quantitative easing policy. Remind us, what does that actually involve?
Well, it involves the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, or the Fed, buying large volumes of bonds from other holders on the market. And when they do this, they push bond prices up. And that, by definition, means lower long-term interest rates and so lower borrowing costs for consumers and businesses. It also helps boost other asset prices in the states, including houses and shares, and can help reduce their currency as well. So all of these factors together should support economic growth, and this has been achieved quite successfully in the US through this policy, with the unemployment rate now down to 6.2% from a peak of 10% back in October 2009. Now, it's important to point out with these bond purchases from the Fed that they are financed effectively by printing money, so there is a risk of high inflation with these policies, but so far that has not occurred.
Mm. And what are the latest changes the Fed is making to this quantitative easing program?
Well, this quantitative easing, or QE for short, saw the Fed buying around $85 billion in bonds each month from December 2012 through to November 2013. And as the economy there has improved, it has been cutting the pace slowly of the amount of bonds that it's been buying. So it's now down to $25 billion a month. So it has fallen a long way. And the Fed said back on July 10th, a bit over a month ago, that this QE program would conclude in October if the U.S. economic recovery continues as expected. So we're really only a couple of months away now from the end of what has been this very large support to the U.S. economy over the past couple of years.
And what does that mean for investors, David?
Well, the Fed's QE program has been a key support for investors globally. So the end of this is a major event. There are two important things, though, that will help dampen, reduce the impact of this conclusion. Firstly, is that they've flagged this reduction and pre-announced it very carefully over the course of the last several quarters to remove most of the surprise from the market. And secondly, the U.S. Federal Reserve is actually not the only major central bank that has been engaged in quantitative easing. If we look across the Pacific, the Bank of Japan, they've been pursuing a large-scale QE program since last April, and over 2014, it has been running at $58 billion US dollars a month. So that has been larger, in fact, through this year than what the Fed has done in the US. Now, Japan's policy as it currently sits is also going to finish this year. However, markets are hopeful that Japan will announce an increase and extension to this program that will carry it into 2015.
And so we have Japan has been buying a lot of bonds also. What about Europe?
Across in Europe, yeah, inflation there has continued to fall. It registered just 0.4% inflation in the year to July. And this has led the European Central Bank to announce an expansion in its monetary policy stimulus. And this new policy that they announced at the start of June involved a further potential 1 trillion euros in funding for European banks across the next 2 years. So that's a huge, huge amount. It's equivalent to over 7 times New Zealand's annual GDP. And this policy is not exactly QE, but some of these funds that are going to banks will find their way into bonds and other assets. And looking into next year at Milford, we think that Europe will have to move further than this. We think they'll have to launch an explicit quantitative easing program. They'll be targeting, we think, trying to reduce the level of their currency, the euro, in order to help boost growth and increase inflation from that dangerously low level of just 0.4%.
How does all of the impact, how does it impact the outlook for the share markets, do you believe?
Well, it's clear that the outlook for global stimulus is very dependent on what both the European and Japanese central banks choose to do over the months ahead. At Milford, we're confident that a new or enhanced QE program from at least one of Japan and Europe will be announced over the next several months, and that will reduce the void that's been left from the conclusion of the Fed's program in the US. Specifically, on our estimates, there could be as much as $80 billion in monthly quantitative easing asset purchases from Europe and Japan next year, and that would be a fairly similar rate to the $110 billion that was occurring over the first half of 2014. And so if that does occur, it will provide good support to the outlook for global shares next year. So translating that across to our investment strategies at Milford, I mean, partly because of that supportive policy backdrop and also good economic growth in the US, Milford does have an optimistic view of international shares at the moment, and we have been increasing exposure to international markets across several of our funds.
Interesting.
The final point I'd add, Larry, is just as these quantitative easing policies are reduced in the US and added in other regions, it does mean more scope for volatility, more ups and downs in share markets and currencies from what have been actually very low levels of volatility, very stable international share markets in recent months. So that can always make investors feel a bit more nervous, but it does mean there's more scope for active investors to take advantage of the opportunities in the market in different shares in different companies, different countries. So that's something that that we at Milford are very excited about looking ahead.
Thank you, David. Good to talk to you. Very interesting. That is David Lewis, Milford Asset Management.